Good afternoon from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. This is the Eye in the Sky forecast. It was definitely a cold start to the day as a killing frost was seen throughout much of the region. Taking a look at some of the overnight lows, 27 was reported in Montpelier as well as in Stowe, with a notoriously cold spot of Island Pond coming in at a chilly 22 degrees. Here at the museum, we hit 28 degrees, which marked the earliest killing frost here at the museum since all the way back in 1946. The only area in our region that was unscathed by sub-freezing conditions was around Lake Champlain due to a water temperature around 60 degrees, as well as some of the southern valleys also remained above freezing. Surface high pressure, which provided a sunny and dry day yesterday, remains in control of our region's weather right through most of this week. This feature is slowly working its way eastward from the upper Midwest. This provides a prolonged period of sunny and dry conditions that lasts through much of the new week. Cooler air is able to filter in overhead from the north due to approaching high pressure as well as an upper level trough moving overhead. Therefore, highs will be a good 10 to 15 degrees below normal today as they remain in the 50s with even some upper 40s in those cooler spots here in the Northeast Kingdom as well as over in the Adirondacks. Tonight offers a repeat of last as sub-freezing temperatures come over a majority of the region. Lows tonight mainly fall into the mid-20s to lower 30s, and again, with a bit of a variation throughout the region. Areas around Lake Champlain only dip into the upper 30s to around 40, with the cooler spots out here in the kingdom and over in the Adirondacks falling to around a chilly 20 degrees. Tomorrow offers more of the same, with highs a few degrees warmer as they rise in the mid-50s to around 60. Winds remain light tomorrow as well. Monday and Tuesday, high pressure moves overhead and then slowly sinks south, where it settles over central Appalachia. This provides a persistent forecast as sunny and dry conditions prevail, with highs making it back into the 60s over the valleys on Monday and Tuesday. The remnants of Hurricane Teddy moves offshore for the middle of the week, but the only impact looks to be increased cloud cover. The next chance of rain does not come until the end of the new week, further worsening drought conditions. Currently, most of central, southern, and eastern Vermont are in moderate drought, with severe drought encroaching on eastern parts of the kingdom, as well as in most of New Hampshire and western Maine. Abnormally dry conditions are found elsewhere throughout the region, with low relative humidity and no rain for about another week. Expect to see severe drought to cover a larger area moving in through the new week. Digging into the forecast details, today, mostly sunny, chilly, highs in the lower to mid-50s at around 60 south. Winds will be light from the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s, providing widespread frost in areas away from Lake Champlain. Around 40 near Lake Champlain, winds will be light and variable. Tomorrow, sunny, but remaining cool, a bit warmer, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s, north to northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, clear, lows in the lower to mid-30s with some upper 20s in the cooler spots north, providing areas of frost. Winds will be light and variable. And taking a look at your Monday, sunny, a bit warmer, highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s, winds will be light from the north. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye on the Sky.